Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Oh, yeah. It's that time. I don't have my intro back, but I am on the new computer, obviously, on the very fancy Mac that I have. And it's weird, very complicated, but I do not have the intro for the show yet cut down that I can pop back in. Because remember, all that burned up in the fire. But if I am able to convert some files to stuff I could edit, it'll be cool. It'll be ready, and I'll be able to drop all those back in. So I'm looking forward to that. But I'm getting closer by the day. We are really, really close. So it is Fat to Fit or Else. I am the Stretch RE. And I really, if I could have dropped it in, I would have dropped in. Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Back again. Yeah, I would have played that. And I would have got up and done a dance, but since this is a podcast and not a vlog, you wouldn't have been able to see it. But I can tell you right now, I'm dancing. I'm in particular thrusting my hips at the microphone saying, kiss my big old hairy ass. That's what I'm saying. Kiss my big old hairy ass. Because you know why? Challenge defeated. Oh yeah, Stretch is back. Back again. That's what he is. Stretch is back. The challenge has been defeated in 3 weeks. Today is 3 weeks, and I beat it yesterday. And I'm not going to lie, I started weighing myself because I was like, am I going to get this? Because I did not want to do this challenge. The mean spiral lady is very mean, and she was trying to get me to go to East LA and dance in a Zumba class in a park with a bunch of ladies that would be looking at me like I was insane. And I promise you, I would have been the only Caucasian there and probably the only person conversing in English. And she knew that and wanted to go and film it. But not going to happen. It is not going to happen because not only did I achieve it, but I already beat it. So I had 13 pounds to lose this month. And in 3 weeks, I did 15 pounds. So I got on the scale, started at 296, which is effing fat ass fat assery, and yesterday I jumped on at 281. So that's good. Still incredible fat assery. It's not. Here's a weird one, and we all do it. My hands are up right here as I do this, but you do it too, so that's why I'm going to point it out to you. When you lose like 15 pounds, that's a nice little chunk of weight loss. I'm happy. I'm proud of my accomplishment. But I'm still fat as F. I'm fat as hell. Like, I can't be running around in like midriff half shirts on or anything like that. I can't be running around in super tight t-shirts like getting my flex on because I'm still fat as F. 15 pounds, not a drop in the bucket. You'd look at me and be like, look at that fat ass old man. That's what you would say if you saw me. You wouldn't be like, wow, that guy's been losing weight. That's not even, that's something no one would ever say to me right now. I got a lot more weight to lose before anyone says that. Probably another 15 pounds. I bet you I'll have to be down 30 pounds before it's noticeable. And God, I was watching, if you guys remember the comedian Ralphie May, his specials are still up on, it must have been on Amazon Prime. I was watching it. Ralphie was a friend from back in the day. He's one of those guys that came on the show and I just hit it off with him because Ralphie was the nicest guy ever. If you don't know who I'm talking about, look him up. He was from Arkansas and he at one point was 500 and something pounds. And just huge fat guy, funny stand-up comedian. And Ralphie was talking to him. I watched one of his specials the other day. And I literally saw him say he had lost 200 pounds. And it's like, okay, if you were 500, you lost 200 pounds, you're still 300-something pounds. And Ralphie wasn't short, but he wasn't tall. He was the average height. But that dude, imagine losing two, that's a whole person, losing an entire person and still being massively fat. Needless to say, Ralphie is no longer with us. He died. But man, I miss that guy. He was a good dude. He was cool to my son, too. When my son was little, we went over to Ralphie's house for barbecue. And so just freaking Ralphie was cool as hell. Really liked that dude, man. And I watched that special, and then I was just like bummed. Like, it sucks. But you know what? I watched that special. I reflected fondly upon Ralphie May, who is a great comic and just a good guy. And I can tell you, that's me in 10 years or less. Like, get your crap together, Stretch, because you're fat, you got diabetes, and you were heading the wrong way down a one-way street driving like a maniac, and you've got to get it under control, which is why I'm going to continue on. I'm not going to beat this challenge and be like, all right, I'm cool, and get off of keto. I'm having success with it right now. It's working for me, and I'm going to stay on. In fact, I went to the store this weekend, and it was, I looked at what I put on the checkout conveyor belt, and was just like meat, 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 cheese, meat, meat, nuts, meat, iced tea, unsweetened, and that was all I bought. I bought a couple things for my daughter that I wouldn't be eating, but for the most part, that was all that I bought. And then I made dinner tonight, and here's what I'm liking at 3 weeks in. 3 weeks in, I started doing, I've got my cravings down. Like, I still crave sweets like crazy. I have sitting here on my desk a sugar-free chocolate bar that I can have like two squares of a day. I just ate some more of my delicious fake peanut butter pudding that I make with sugar-free Cool Whip. And it's about moderation, and I'm doing good right now. I'm really doing good. Breakfast was scrambled eggs with sausage and freaking cheese and ham in it, and that was it. That was breakfast. No lunch, and then dinner I had slow roasted pork. I like pulled pork in the crock pot, and then I made lobsters, little lobster tails for the girls because they were not going to mess with my pork. And then I made them a bunch of stuff. I made gluten-free cornbread for my daughter. I made sweet potatoes. I did have a slice of sweet potato and I make them in the oven, so they're a little, they're not crispy, but they're not as soft as like a whole sweet potato you have at candied yams or anything like that. And that's a good carb, by the way, sweet potato. And then we also had Brussels sprouts, which I don't eat. The girls love those. And watermelon, which I didn't eat at all. But we had a good dinner tonight that I threw it down. You know why? I'm a champion. I'm just, you know, I wake up in the morning and I piss success. That's one of the greatest movies ever. Will Ferrell in Talladega Nights. He says that. Oh, man. So good. So good. I don't really have workout news because I just wanted to get on here and gloat about winning the challenge. And then I got to decide if I'm going to do another challenge. And I can tell you, if I do like another month long, I am not going to do another 13 pounds because the weight loss slowed down. That first week was a kid. The first week I would think I was at like 10 pounds. I'm like, oh, I got this. It's in the bag. And then it was like, whoa. And I took two more weeks to get 5 pounds. So it really slows down. But I will tie it to that. So anything I do, I will tie to that. Shout out to the Mean Spiral Lady. I like the motivation. Got me going. She is available for all of you at Spira.com. You can get your shoes there, and you can type in Fit10 at checkout and get your Spiras rolling. They have some great comfy shoes. And I will let you guys know when there's new ones that I hassle her about all the time that she doesn't like. She doesn't like me. She likes me very much. She thinks I'm stupid, and I am. I had a great weekend. Got to go to Downey, and the best thing happened this weekend. I went to Downey, and when I got there, my niece brought over her baby, so my great niece, I'm her great uncle, and I hadn't even got to meet her before. the first time I'd seen her, and I got to play with her, and that was freaking great. Awesome, awesome. I love dogs and babies, but I will always want another dog. I would not want another baby. Like, a grandchild would be good. You know, a great niece is great, but not, you know, one, not one that lives in my house that cries in the middle of the night and I got to take care of. It's weird how you forget that. They're so cute when you see them. They're like, oh, they're the best ever. I love babies. They're awesome. And they're not. They're not awesome. They're a pain in the ass. Like, you have a baby, you're looking at, it's 2 years is gone. Gone. 2 years. Like, you can't do crap for a couple of years. And then, like, my niece, they were going on vacation, her and her husband. And she's like, yeah, you gotta bring, like, the playpen. You gotta bring all the crap. And it's like, man, I forgot about that crap. You would fork out so much money just traveling with all the crap you gotta haul just to have a baby with you. Man. And if you're really rich, you roll with your nanny with you and be like, yeah, I got my babysitter. My babysitter going to take care of these kids so I can go get drunk and go to the beach and hang out. I never had that kind of money. I never had a nanny. We had my son never had anything like that. He had my mom, and my daughter had my mother-in-law. Like we're been blessed with that, so we never had or needed a nanny. We had a lady that would watch my daughter sometimes. She kind of like a nanny, but she wasn't there very often. So, more of a babysitter. God, speaking of babysitters, my daughter had a tutor who we love. My wife and I love. She was the cutest girl. She was in probably just out of high school or just out of college when she started tutoring my daughter. Very young. And my daughter was in high school when this girl was tutoring her. So she was really young. And, like, that girl is balling now. She married, like, some doctor in Newport Beach and is living the life. And it couldn't happen to a better kid. What a sweet, like, cute girl. It's really cool that that happened to her. We were going to Laguna for the 4th of July, and we're driving through Newport Beach, and my daughter's like, this is where she lives now. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is crazy. Good for her. Like to hear that when somebody's made it out. I'm going to marry a rich doctor. That's what I'm going to do. We had a little Palisades people on my block get together over the weekend. Ooh, I will tell you guys this, and I'm not supposed to, but we are lawyered the F up. Case is moving forward. Can't go much more than that, but you know what I'm talking about when I say we're lawyered up. The one thing I was really pissed about, that I couldn't personally put Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass on the actual lawsuit. But we're going. But our neighbor was a lawyer, and we got a guy recommended by him, the same person he's using. So it was cool. We're not taking part of any class action stuff. We're doing our own thing. So knock on wood. Knock on wood. There you go. That's me knocking on wood, hoping I didn't just jinx myself. But I just want to bring the pain, because it's their fault I don't have a house. And anything from my life is gone. God, it's so weird how that's continuing to happen. I literally had to work. One of the shower doors was messed up. And I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, I just got to... this screw's missing. I got to drill a hole here and put in a new screw, a new bolt, and we'll be fine. So I went there and I got the bolt. And then as I was walking out, I was like, I don't have drill bits. They all burned up in the fire. I had like little mini suitcases filled with drill bits. You just take for granted your life. You take for granted every little thing that you have. And it's not that I'm like super baller and I had all this cool stuff. It's just I'm old and I had a lifetime of stuff is what it is. Like a lifetime of stuff. One of the neighbors at the little get-together we talked to, who's an old lady, older than my parents. And she's a sweet lady. And she said their insurance got canceled right before the fire. But Here's good news, and I'm gonna, if something's good, I'm gonna tell you it's good. Because she didn't have insurance, she's got help from FEMA, she got help from the city, the state, like they've all helped if you didn't have insurance. Now, most people in the Palisades had insurance, but what we're finding out is all of us were underinsured. Underinsured. Check your policy, by the way. Learn from this. God, if you can get something good out of this, I would absolutely love it. Check your insurance policy on your home. Like if, you know, your neighbors whacked out and threw a Molotov cocktail at your house and it burned to the ground, could you rebuild your house? And know how expensive it is now to rebuild. And they're all gouging us because that's a thing. You live in Palisades. They're like, oh, you're rich. We're going to get you for this. Like, I'm not kidding. I'll tell you guys this. Most of the builders are trying to charge $1 million for a 1,600 square foot three-bedroom, two-bath house. $1 million to build it. When you and I know $300,000, you could build that house. You could. Now, granted, there's a lot of fees, and there's architects in that. There's a bunch of crap bundled into that, but $700,000 worth of crap bundled into that. There's a lot of regulation. There's a lot of new, got to have this fireproof, that fireproof, got to have solar now. There's expenses that the city and state are whacking into you, but $1 million to build a three-bedroom, two-bath house? Seriously? Seriously? Why can I go to another state and buy that for $300,000, $400,000, and the land? It's California. We're getting effed. We're getting effed in the A. So please, I love you guys. Please check your homeowner. And if you have renter's insurance, check that too. Because if something happens, I know I work with a girl who had an apartment and another apartment in the building burned, but there was smoke damage. They were out of that apartment for over a year. They just moved back in. It had been over a year and their apartment didn't even get burned. That's one thing we're finding out here too. More lessons to learn. If you are near fire, you're going to get effed if your house doesn't burn. I don't ever want to say, yeah, I'm lucky my house burned to the ground, because I don't ever feel lucky. But there's people on my street, couple, who house didn't burn, and they're telling them now they have to strip it down to the studs, that it's toxic and it's this, and the insurance is being funky on it. Like, it's nuts. It is effing nuts what is going on over there in those fire zones. So check your insurance, beef it up if you can, and now know if you can get it. Remember, Gavin Newsom gave all the insurance companies a green light to go up another 15 or 20%. They raised their rates, all the insurance companies. I did hear an interesting take on that. They said the insurance companies dropping the people doesn't make the insurance companies the bad guys. It makes the insurance companies the canary in the coal mine that told you they knew the reservoirs were empty. They knew there was a ton of brush up there that had never been cleared. They knew it was not a matter of, it, you know, if it was going to happen, but when it was going to happen, and they got the F out of there to cut their losses because the city and the state were not taking care of business and doing the right thing. We should have looked at the insurance companies canceling and bailing as, oh crap, like this is a warning sign, let's get this fixed, whereas they didn't fix crap and they're trying to run around now and pump in low-income housing. Mother effer Gavin Newsom, you dick. God, I hate that guy. You know, it's weird. I'm on this new computer, and I've got it rolling, and I have no idea how long I've been recording, because it doesn't give me any sort of a timer like the old way I used to record. I could look at it. Even the crappy way I've been recording for the last 6 months, it just showed 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. I had a ballpark figure of how long. I'm going to start looking at the clock up in the corner and see when I start, and then remembering when to shut this puppy down. Shut it down. Time to shut it down. Speaking of shut it down, I don't know if you guys are into The Chosen. It's on Amazon Prime, and it is a show about Jesus, and I absolutely love it, and I just watched the final episode tonight before I got in here and did the podcast, and such a good show. But boy, what a cliffhanger. what a effing cliffhanger for this season. Like, but you, I mean, if you know the story of Jesus in the Bible, you know what's going to happen. But you're like, oh, you're leaving here? Seriously? It's going to be months and months and months till I get another episode and we're cutting off right here? Ah, man. And then what's weird is that show's, like, there's an ending to that show. We know how that show ends, and it's, I don't know if it's got one or two more seasons, and that's it. It's donezo. Crazy. Heat, not too bad this weekend. Ice was super, super annoying as all hell. He went his crying self. I put up a clip of it. It's worth checking out. It's on my Instagram. If you see it on my Instagram, and it is literally that dog having an effing meltdown because he's so happy I'm there. And that's me pulling up into the driveway Friday. And it wasn't like, remember, I hadn't been there since Tuesday. I go Tuesdays and Fridays into Downey. And so he hadn't seen me since Tuesday, and he knows the sound of my car, and he, man, does that dog love me, and I love that dog. I can tell you this, I feel, I know this is going to sound awful, but maybe you feel the same way, I feel more loved by my dog than I do by my family, meaning my immediate family that I live with, way more. Like, they're like, annoyed. Like, if I walk into the room where my wife is, and she's watching TV or on her computer, she's like, what? What do you want? I'm busy, or I'm trying to rest. My daughter, like, care less. My daughter wants me when she's hungry. What are you making for food? Get me this. And it's like, no one could give two flying F's. My dog, I left on Saturday morning and went to the store to buy bacon, because bacon is man food, and it's keto approved. And I brought it back to the house, and just for me going to the store, he had the same reaction that he had on that video. He's just, like, insanely happy whenever I am there. And it's good to be loved, and I love that dog. And I have had, through the fire and through all the crap, that dog has been my constant. And I dearly, dearly miss having him with me every single day. I can't. This is the one thing I'm really excited about, getting back to the Palisades and being able to have all my dogs again back with me. It's a big thing, man. This has sucked balls. It really, really has. All right. I think I'm going to get out of here because it's Monday. I got no F's to give. I got no F's to give on Fridays, but I got no F's to give on a Monday either. But I'm going to bounce. I hope you guys have a great week. On Friday, I'll come back and do a bonus pod. Maybe another challenge. I don't know. Maybe another challenge. Who knows what's going to happen? You never know. It's Fat to Fit or Else. I am Stretch, and I'll talk to you on Friday with a bonus pod.